Hey everybody, this is Calm Therapy with Crystal and JR, and it's starting right about now.
So it was sunny today. I'm sorry I can't hear a word you say. Maybe if you put your mouth to the phone. Oh, she was angry, I could tell by her tone. Up all night talking to each other. And what do you know, it ends in a fight. The next time we talk, let's promise not to let it end the way it did tonight.
Well, hello again, everybody. It's good to be back. Calm Therapy with Crystal and JR, where we do therapy, communication therapy. Right, JR?
Therapeutic therapy. Is what exactly. I would call it.
Okay, JR, let's just jump into it today. We don't have time. We don't have time for chit-chat.
We're going to dive in, okay?
Okay.
I have papers to write, things to do, money to gather. Let's do it, okay?
So okay, all right.
We got a comment from one of our listeners about our podcast. We thought we would share it, so I'll go ahead and read it. It's by No Flower, I'm assuming that's what it is. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's an iTunes review along with 3 stars, and we're reading it at the beginning because it ties into our subject today.
Okay. So here we go. No Flower says, I've listened to the 5 of these podcasts. I believe there are good points made and leaves me thinking on the subject at a deeper level. Thank you. However, there were a couple irritating habits that turned me off. This is supposed to be all things commutative. I can't read.
I don't know if that's even a word. Isn't it communicative?
That's what I was thinking it was at first.
Communicative.
Who knows? Okay.
Anyway.
I'll look it up later. Yeah, one of the hosts constantly interrupts the other with, yeah, while the other is speaking. This is very disruptive and makes it difficult to concentrate. Also, I got the impression that the two hosts want to create a debatable environment, but rarely do I find them challenging the other's view. I think if the interruption stopped and they didn't seem afraid to step on each other's toes, the podcast would be on the top of my list as they discuss thought-provoking subjects.
Wow, isn't it ironic? Because I think I've already interrupted you like 4 times.
That's how you roll.
That's how we roll. Okay. So, today, this ties into our topic very nicely. And this person, Now Flower or Blur, whatever, makes some good points. But we are going to, being the people that we are, probably defend ourselves a little bit, but then also acknowledge as we go throughout this subject. So today, our lovely subject is active listening. Woohoo!
Ooh.
That's different than regular listening, isn't it, JR?
Yes, it definitely is.
Well, so active listening. I'm at this lovely website, Mind Tools, and it's going to help us out today. Because it kind of breaks down the points of active listening really well. And then we'll address some of the things that lovely listener said about our podcast and maybe throw in a few other tidbits here and there. So becoming an active listener is more than just hearing words. It's more than just moving around a kitchen and trying to listen to someone. There's a lot that goes involved with active listening. So the first one is paying attention. And this goes into, like this ties into the comment that was made. Paying attention can look different in like different situations depending on where you are. So under paying attention, it says give the speaker, that's more of the second one. But anyway, pay attention is give the speaker your undivided attention and acknowledge the message. Recognize the nonverbal communication, that nonverbal communication also speaks loudly. So what are some ways that we can pay attention, JR?
Well, like you said, it all depends on the context that we have going on right now when you're communicating with one another. Some of the things that you do when you're physically with somebody, and it's important to our society, is eye contact is huge. You're showing that you're active listening when you are making direct eye contact with somebody. It's showing that you care. It's showing that you're interested. It's just showing that you want to hear what you want, what they're trying to say.
Right.
So that's the big one that I can say that we do as a society, is definitely eye contact, showing that we're active listening. Others may include nonverbal cues such as nodding of the head, you know, stroking of your, you know, if you have a beard, like you said, like we discussed earlier, things like that. So there's nonverbal cues that show that you're active listening as well.
Right. And so that goes into the second one. So paying attention and showing that you're listening kind of go together. So it's like when you're paying attention to someone, you're putting aside distracting thoughts and you're just focusing on them. And then, like you said, a huge one is eye contact. And when you're trying to show someone that you're listening, how do you, I mean, so JR, you and I, we're not in the same place, right?
Exactly.
Okay, we're in two different states, and we're doing this over Skype, and I don't really like to look at JR when I'm talking to him, so we only do this, like, audio. We're not actually looking at each other. You know what? I don't mind looking at him. I just don't like him looking at me.
I take it totally personally that he's
just freaking out. I just don't. So. We often do this, like, right after we wake up, and I look like a hot mess, so I don't like JR seeing me. So how do we show each other that we're listening if we can't see each other?
Well, the way we treat it is it's almost like a phone call. You know, how would you show somebody that you're active listening over a phone call? And I think I like to think of my grandmother who goes, or yeah, or okay, things like that. Like, to me, that reassures me that she's following along. Whereas there's times where if she didn't follow along and it's dead silent, I don't know if she's listening or not. She might be, or she might be distracted, or she might have dropped the phone. We've all had those experiences, you know, where we don't know if the other person's listening. So I think over this medium that we're communicating, which is Skype, I think the way to show that we're active listening is, just like I said, by saying keywords like or okay, or that's right, things like that.
Yeah, so when the listener was saying that we interrupt each other, I very, very likely I do interrupt JR quite frequently. Now, I don't know which co-host he or she was referring to. Could be JR, could be me. But I will take responsibility. I think I do interrupt. But with that said, I mean, you know, who doesn't like hearing themselves talk? But with that said, I think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're on Skype. Wouldn't you say, JR?
Yeah, I definitely think if we were in the same, like, if we were in, like, a recording studio, it would be completely different.
Mm-hmm, because we could see each other, we could see each other's body language, know if, you know, because I sometimes I can tell that, and also, like, when you're using technology to communicate, whether you're over the phone or over Skype, you know, there's often a delay in, or, you know, depending on how good your connection is. And so it's easy to cut people off on accident. And so, you know, that goes into the whole active listening thing. You kind of, if you're not in person, you definitely have to figure out ways to, you know, try harder, try not to interrupt, but, you know, show that you're listening by expressing. And so ways that I show JR I'm listening is, yeah, right. Right, you know, and I'll say it in the middle of him talking so that he knows I'm still here and I haven't, like, been cut off or lost, you know?
Right, you know, it's the way we have to cope with what we have today, so.
Right. Okay, so moving on to the third. So the first was pay attention. The second was show that you're listening. And the third is provide feedback. Our personal filters, assumptions, judgments, and beliefs can distort what we hear. As a listener, your role is to understand what is being said. This may require you to reflect what is being said and ask questions. So what does that mean, JR? Do you have any thought on, like, feedback or asking questions as someone's talking to you?
Well, when you're listening, you have to respond appropriately. And doing so, you may ask questions, like asking a clarification question, like, do you mean this, or are you saying this? That way you can give the appropriate response. There's times that we, not just our society, but others, where we respond too quickly. And therefore we give kind of a different connotation to what's being said that, you know, may not be appropriate for the message that's being told. So, like, for example, if I'm trying to describe a taco that I ate, you know, at this new taco place downtown, I'm trying to describe it, I'm trying to use words, and you're coming back at me, you know, asking me questions, like, well, you know, when I'm trying to describe exactly how hot it is, you might be saying, well, like, are you talking, like, Tabasco hot, are you talking habanero hot, you know, that way you can appropriately tell me whether or not I'm just a little girl and I can't take hot sauce, or that, you know, oh man, I will not try that taco, it sounds like it'll burn my mouth, so.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Like, so, I mean, and that goes right along with the fourth step, but it's like before you can really provide good feedback, you have to make sure you understand what they're saying. And it's like, if you find, so there's a little tip under here. It says, if you find yourself responding emotionally to what someone said, now, JR talking about tacos, I wouldn't be emotional about, but you know, when we want to practice active listening, we especially want to practice it if there's conflict involved. You know, like if you're trying to work through something with someone, that's when you really want to kick up your active listening. And so if you find yourself responding emotionally to something that's being said, it's probably good to ask, like, now, I'm hearing you say this. Is this what you said? And repeat back to them what they said, you know, or whatever, or ask a question so that you really understand, you know, what they're saying. And that goes along to number four, which JR was kind of talking about, is like defer judgment. So interrupting is a waste of time. And we've talked about how, you know, I might interrupt, or maybe JR interrupts me, and there's different ways, there are reasons why that might happen. But, you know, especially when you're talking face-to-face and you're in a deep conversation, it frustrates the speaker, as this website points out, it says, it frustrates the speaker and limits full understanding of the message. And like JR was just saying, you know, that's not a very serious conversation about the tacos, but it's like, if I just keep saying, he's like, so I went to this taco, oh, you went to the taco place before, blah, 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 and he's like, no. Oh, it was really hot. Like, you know, you don't let them finish, then it's frustrating, and you can't even get the full picture of what they're trying to say. And especially during, like, conflict, I think this is, like, a really important time to practice deferring judgment. Allow the person to finish what they're trying to say before you start interjecting your side or your perspective, you know? What do you think about that, JR?
Well, you know, it definitely makes sense to do, because you can not only, like, frustrate the person, but just they'll stop communicating to you altogether if you push a certain button. I've seen it done in my life where it's either me or somebody else has kept asking questions, and it just got to the point where the person's like either yells at them, says, let me finish, or they're just like, you know what, don't worry about it anymore.
Like, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I definitely think this part of the, well, providing feedback and deferred judgment, I mean, I think it's a big, big part of the whole active listening thing. And I think for me, sometimes it can be the hardest, especially when you're trying to manage conflict, because you just want to know that you're being heard. You want to know that they understand you. So you start listening to someone else and they say something and you don't let them finish. Like, I've been guilty of this, where, like, someone's trying to explain something to me and I get defensive, and so I interrupt them and I respond before I hear the whole thing. And that often is what leads to the most conflict in situations. you know? So, I don't know. Definitely, definitely important, definitely hard, but it's doable. And then number five, JR, is respond appropriately. Active listening is a model for respect and understanding. You are gaining information and perspective. You add nothing by attacking the speaker or otherwise putting him or her down. So that's kind of like what we talked about. But do you have any like final thoughts on that?
Well, we need to understand that active listening is an overall category, that there's many genres of active listening, such as analytical listening, comprehensive listening, empathetic listening. Listen appropriately to whatever's being said. Empathetic listening is a very difficult thing to do, because to show empathy, you have to be able to relate to what the person is saying. And usually we do empathetic listening when, let's say, someone's mother has died or whatever, or someone has a really bad day. The difficult thing is you have to be able to, if you're going to utilize empathetic listening, you have to be able to be on the same level that person is. And that's difficult to do unless you have experienced either exactly or similar emotion that person has. So let's say if somebody's family member died, if you've never had a family member die before, and I asked this question in my class when we went over this, and I had one student who's never had anyone he's known died, so he doesn't know that feeling yet, but it would be difficult for him to empathetically listen to somebody else on a family member dying. That doesn't mean he can't active listen. It doesn't mean he can't try to help. But probably the worst thing he could say is, "I understand," when he's never gone through that before.
So, yeah, no one wants to hear that, especially when you're like, "What? You've never even experienced this."
Right. So, like I said, active listening is this giant category with tons of different genres in it, and you have to respond appropriately. And if you don't, then it's not, the context will not be followed correctly, and the whole point of communicating just becomes a virtual nightmare after that.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that, you know, respond appropriately is the last of kind of this little overview. And like you said, there's a lot more to it, a lot more different subjects or whatever. But, you know, this is kind of like a quick overview, and respond is the last one. And oftentimes when we're listening, we think responding should be the first thing. You know, we interrupt and respond, or we ignore like body language and we respond, or we just try to listen while we're cooking and then respond, and we're not even actually looking at the person. And respond is the last of all those steps. So, I think it's important for us to kind of watch ourselves, and because until we do all the other stuff, we're not going to really know how to respond appropriately.
Right. So. Yeah, definitely. And this is a system that we go through, and we have to go through fast. I mean, because messages can come at us extremely quickly. So we have to go through it very quickly, and we need to do it accurately in order to respond correctly.
All right. Awesome. Well, I think to tie in one more comment that the iTunes person made. We do like to try to make this a little bit of a controversial podcast, but sometimes maybe we don't want to step on each other's toes, but more often, a lot of times we just agree on things, and this is one thing where there's not a lot to disagree on. Wouldn't you say, JR?
Yeah, the only thing I would say is if you don't want to listen to the person or you don't want to respond correctly, that's up to you. And it can be funny. There are times where the funny things can happen. You know, the phrase, "That's what she said," came from the television show The Office, which was just a funny way of interrupting the person's conversation and completely skewing the context. So my advice is, if the person's boring you, then show it. If you don't care, show it. It's up to you. Show them in the way you listen, and that they will change the way they communicate. Just try it. So,
yeah. So, I mean, you don't have to use active listening if you don't want to active listen to someone. But if you're trying to save the relationship, I probably would active listen to someone, like actively listen. But yeah, right on. So this one was a nice little tight packaged podcast where we agree, and it was more for your information as a listener and us, JR and Crystal. so that we can listen to each other better. Right, JR?
That's right. Therapeutic listening. Always awesome. Good for the soul. So, anyways, if you wanted to leave us any more reviews, you can do so on iTunes. If you want to leave us any comments, please do so. Email us at comtherapy@gmail.com. There's also our blog, comtherapy@blogspot.com. And then there's our Twitter handles. It's Crystal N. Perry and JR_Briscoe. Give us something. We'd love to respond. So.
Yeah, and I would just like to say that this podcast is boring because it's our second take at it because JR ruined the first take. Listen, and lost his side of the conversation.
I don't know what happened. All I know is a noise on your end happened, and then the entire the software shut down. I don't know what happened.
So you're blaming your software shutting down on the fact that my side was moved.
Yes.
What?
It was a PC or Mac. Okay, I don't know what else to tell you.
The next time we talk, we'll talk to you. Hopefully,
not to let it end the way it did tonight.